This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener. And mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardener. Welcome.
I see skies of blue.
I'm your host, Patrick Parent. Oh, you
know,
here we go. 10 o'clock. All your garden questions.
Dogs say goodnight.
So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Like I said, we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time. Answer all your gardening questions. Going to be a little bit rainy today. I already feel some cold. It's a big change from the past couple days here. That's nice warm weather. Almost short weather, if you will. But we're starting to get there into spring. We're starting to get ready for that season. That next season of being ready for for the beauty that is spring. You know, we're getting excited for it. All our flowers will start to bloom soon. The plants will start to be are going to start to bud out, start to form their leaves. Noticing a lot of the trees are starting to form their leaves, or at least their buds at this point. And then we're working our way to full leaf. It's an exciting time of year. This is one of the best times of year to see everything start to form and get ready for the new season. So I'm pretty excited. I'm hoping that you're excited getting ready for the spring season and getting ready for what to do outside. We had a taste this week. It's going to be a little bit cold next week. So we'll, do have a few things to worry about with that. You know, we don't get too excited and put everything outside just yet. We're still in, the end of, the early stages of spring, end of winter, if you will. I know technically it's spring, but we're at that end stage into the new, because you can still feel the cold temperatures. You can still feel that just feel. I would highly suggest, if you have some time, or even this morning, I'm not sure just yet what time the rain's going to hit us, but we are going to have some rain today. Take a look if you have some time first thing this morning, or even during the rain, to get some cleanup done. This week, it'd be good to have that, all those things done for the week, and then get ready for next week. So, this seems to be the colder week, and then going forward, it should warm up a little bit. So, let's get excited. Spring is on the way here. We are, it's really exciting stuff now. this is, like I said, one of my favorite times of year. You can start to see everything emerge. You can start to see new growth, you know, new beginnings, if you will, right? Those are the types of things we're looking at right now. So if you have any questions, you can give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number here is 855-660-4261. And plenty of time in the show, obviously. We're just getting started to enjoy ourselves today, because this will be, we're a week into spring. So there's nothing but brightness coming with this spring. You know, we've, a lot of you are getting excited. You're thinking about, you know, I want to put some grass seed down. I want to put some fertilizer down. I want to do this. I want to do that. Yeah, we're getting to that point. I'd still wait a little bit with grass seed. I'd be waiting another couple weeks here. Let's get the ground temperatures to warm up. You know, if you put the grass seed down, that's okay. It's not, you know, the end of the world or something along those lines, right? It's just your grass seed's going to take some time to germinate a little bit more than it normally would. So this would be something that, you know, you need to, you know, just be patient with if you already put some down. You know, a lot of grass seed takes about 14 to 21 days to germinate, whereas when you put it down in cold temperatures, it could actually take 28 to 35. So there's a little bit more to it. Those are some of the things just to, you know, slightly worry about at this point. Some of the fertilizers, you can start getting those down. But, you know, your crabgrass that, you know, everybody's worried about at this time of year, crabgrass is not, hasn't even started growing. The majority of your weeds haven't even started growing. We're looking for temperatures in your soil to be above 50 degrees. And I'll double check a little bit later here today, but I believe it's still in the 40s. So you're not seeing a lot of your weeds start to grow in the lawn or crabgrass. So that means we still have some time. So, you know, we're with the crabgrass controls, we always talk about when the forsythia starts to bloom. You know, when the forsythia starts to bloom, that's when you put the crabgrass control down. That's when you, you know, get this ready. And that's, the forsythia are starting to bud. They're starting to get ready. So we're almost there. You know, so it's one of those things, if you put it down today or yesterday, maybe being a week ahead is okay. It's not that, you know, not that big of a deal. But just remember, it's going to affect when you put everything else down, maybe by a week early. So just, you know, some things to be thinking about, especially when it comes to the lawn. This is the time of year everybody is ready to go with the lawn and get excited to get it figured out. Say, all right, this is what we're going to do. So those are some things to really be thinking about right now, right? What we want to do. Now, there's multiple options this time of year. You talked to, you know, I talked about putting seed down, but we know that if you put grass seed down, you can't put a crabgrass control, your normal crabgrass control. You need to purchase a specific crabgrass control with starter fertilizer, because that crabgrass control with starter fertilizer knows the difference between crabgrass and regular grass seed. So it's a formulation that it just can tell the difference between a crabgrass seed before it germinates and a grass seed, like your bluegrass, your ryegrass, your fescue, those types. So those are some things to be looking at this point. Those are some things to be saying, all right, you know, this is what I want to do. Do I want to put seed down? Do I want to take care of, you know, the lawn and worry about crabgrass first? What do I want to do? You know, those are some things you got to ask yourself before you start putting anything on the lawn. So those are some things I think about, what I want to do. Do you want to wait to put seed down until the fall? Because I'm not sure a lot of you know, and you know, it's more of a recent thing. It's been this way, but people have really started to understand it a little bit more. But if you were to do your regular application process, your step one, step two, then step three, step one and two, you technically can't put any grass seed down. And step two, even though it's doing broadleaf weeds, will actually affect some of your new seeds. It doesn't know the difference right away. It sees it as a broadleaf weed because it has it forming the leaf. So interesting facts that, you know, you might not have known. So if you're looking at seeding, like I said, there's one option to do it. That should be the one to think about right now versus trying to put your crabgrass control that you would normally do, the less expensive bag, and grass seed down. So there's some things we can discuss a little bit more in detail as the show goes on today. But if you do have some questions for us, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break.
Not sure what's causing brown patches in your lush green lawn? Chances are, it's a fungus, which can quickly turn your green lawn into a diseased disaster. Relax, cure, and protect your lawn with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Fungus Control for Lawns. One single application of granules or the ready-to-spray formula protects your lawn for up to 30 days. Take back your lawn with Bayer Advanced Fungus Control for Lawns. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on expensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles, but if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have a call on the line, so I want to get right into it. Nathan, who's up next?
Sandy is in Massachusetts.
Sandy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I'm getting ready to put my peas in, and I have a question about inoculant.
Yes.
I have the natural alternative. Protolizer, is that the same as the inoculant you would use for peas and beans?
It is not. There is an inoculant specific that you can use to, you know, kind of coat that that pea seed. It would be, you know, if you were to like Google an inoculant, I know there's a number of them out there. The natural alternatives protolizer would be an additive, would be an extra to work with that.
Okay.
So the inoculant, you know, it's, I'm trying to think of, there's a name, it's on the tip of my tongue of which one's used. It doesn't look like anything fancy, right? The packaging. It's going to be just like a white bag with like black lettering. It's nothing major to it.
You mean the name? The
inoculant.
Name?
Yeah, it's nothing special. You could basically, you know, Google a pea inoculant, and then from there, you could have something come up. Some are liquid form, some are granular form, that kind of just stay with it. But I would look more specific for a pea inoculant versus the protolizer. I would use the protolizer during the season.
Okay.
But I wouldn't use it, as the inoculant, that original, inoculant.
Oh, okay. Because I've used the inoculant before, and I just have a home garden, and it's so expensive for the tiny little amount that you need. So I thought, well, maybe the protolizer will do the trick. But
So protolizer is not going to hurt it by any means to help it. They'll actually, protolizer is, if you read into a lot of the details, will say it will help with seed starting. So I would see no problem doing it. The other thing is not everybody uses inoculant on their peas. You know, maybe try it without it and see what happens. You know, I mean, how many PCs are you really going to do, right? And that's where you're coming from, I think, here, where, you know, you're not going to do a ton. So why buy a bag or something that's going to cost you $20 that you could have for, like, 10 years, right?
Well, they said it. The shelf life is only good until the end of the year. So that makes it even more expensive.
Exactly. So, I mean, I would think about it. One other thing that I've heard that you could do, maybe take the pea seeds, put them in water for a little bit, let them expand a little bit, so they start to break, you know, kind of almost like break the coat, the shell a little bit, to get them started that way. That's almost a good way to create your own. You know, I might think about, you know, it just kind of popped in my head. This might be a nice way to do it, is put some of those in water, right? Let them sit for a couple days. Make the solution of like a protolizer that you might use for the rest of your plants. Use it on your plants, and then whatever's left, kind of mix into the water and see if that'll help. You know, maybe do a test on a few of the seeds and see if that'll help almost as an inoculant. And then going forward, if you already have the protolizer, it might work that way. I do have Victoria from Natural Alternatives coming on at 8 o'clock today. Maybe it's something I'll send her, and if maybe she knows a little bit more, we can take a look and see. Because that would be actually really interesting if that works that way. That might be really interesting. But my gut says it's more of like an additive to help. But let me look into it a little bit and see what I can do for you, Sandy, okay?
Okay. Hold on, because I had one more question.
Sure, definitely. Hang tight. Okay. We're going to take the break here. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moisture annuals. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moisture annuals. The soil moisture annuals will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden and Vice President Harris are facing increased pressure to visit the Mexican border. Former President Trump says he's been invited to go down there.
The Border Patrol wants me to go. I don't think there's a rush for me to go. He's supposed to go and make the decision. A very, very bad decision was stay in Mexico where he ended that.
He spoke on Fox. 19 Republican senators went to the border, and they patrolled on foot and also went to visit the facility in Donna where they keep migrant children. Senator Ted Cruz was on the delegation that went to the center in Donna, Texas.
This needs to stop. It is a crisis. It is a tragedy. And it is a man-made crisis. This was avoidable. This was preventable.
He says roughly 10% of the people being held at the facility are testing positive for the coronavirus. This is USA Radio News. A desperate rescue effort is still underway in the Suez Canal in Egypt. More massive tugboats are heading there to help a cargo ship that ran aground and has been stuck blocking the canal for days. Shipping expert David Beard.
What will happen is that some goods might take an alternative measure, so longer sailings or go by air. That will be inflationary, and companies will pass that along. But what is pointed out is how fragile our hand-to-mouth global supply chain is.
Overnight, severe weather once again hitting the U.S. in the already storm-battered Deep South. Many states that tackled twisters earlier in the week are once again under tornado watches. This Alabama homeowner lost her roof in the storm.
By the grace of God that I was traveling, because I most likely would have been sitting there because, like I said, I'm not good with listening to the warnings, but I will listen to everyone from here on out.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Sandy. She had a second question, so I want to be able to help her out with that. So, Sandy, you still with us?
Yes, I am.
Great. Now, you said you had a second question for us?
Yes. It has to do with the soil testing.
Okay.
Like the temperature and the pH. As I get ready to plant my seeds, I see the difference in pH recommendations for different types of vegetables. So I'm wondering if the meter or the tabs are better for the pH, and if you could recommend a soil thermometer.
Okay. So, as far as the meter, I would versus tabs, I would look at a meter for a pH, because you can actually the tabs to me is like the tests in each time. I wouldn't be looking at that. I'd be looking more towards a meter where I can get a digital read, or even a non-digital. There's the old style that just kind of has a like an arrow that will move back and forth to tell you where the pH level is. As far as soil temperatures, to be honest, instead of having to get something, mm-hmm. I might look at just using something online. I use a website online all the time just to get the idea. It's called Greencast Online. What I do is I just search soil temperature like I did now. And it's currently saying that it's, I think today's average, I got to hit enter here again because it's what happens sometimes is it doesn't update. The soil temperature right now currently is 45 degrees, but the 24-hour average and the 5-day average is 53 degrees. So we're on that at this point. So that's kind of how I get my soil temperatures. I get my the ideas behind it. And when you're looking at this map, it also will show all around in which areas you're coming from. You just put your zip code in, and it will tell you. But if you were to look for a meter, like a temperature meter, there was one that I saw last week that had temperature, pH, there was also a couple other things. I can't think of it. Last week we were talking about it. If there's Luster Leaf has some good products, when it comes to, they have like 3-in-1 and 4-in-1 temperature, gauges for the soil, then the pH, then it also has the moisture. And then, there's one other thing. I just can't think of it off the top of my head right now. It's, this morning. I apologize. I'm trying to think.
Yeah, I had seen the ones that test moisture. I don't feel like those are as important as maybe pH is.
Yes, the pH is really important for a lot of everything that you're doing. But you could do, the temperatures to me, there are the websites that are out there are doing all that work for you. So you don't have to add another item to the, your tool belt. You can just kind of look it up. And I've found that it is pretty accurate. So that's why I do that, the temperatures that way.
Okay, so I'd just be looking for especially the pH meter.
Yes, definitely.
Rather than the tabs.
And, Luster Leaf has some good products out there. I'd go more on the digital aspect. You could go digital. But one thing that I've noticed with these pH meters, they should come with some sort of like a piece of paper. It's almost like sandpaper, but it's not sandpaper. It's like a rough, so it will clean the base of the meter where it actually takes the pH level. And that would be that right there. You want to make sure it gets cleaned on every time afterwards. That can actually affect what you get for a pH each time. Okay, so...
just make sure it's clean.
Yeah, because what will happen is if it still has some soil or it's moisture from the previous, it can affect it. So there is one type of pH meter that I find is the best, but it's very expensive. There is one, I just Googled it so I could see, but they call it a Kelway Soil PhD acidity meter. It's square on the top with a probe on the bottom that's all metal. This one I use currently. I find that that one gives some of the most accurate reading. What I would tend to do is some people will use it and you can put it right into the ground, but I have found that it's not deep enough. Because we want the soil that is on the bottom of a shovel, not right to the top. And so what I tend to do is take the soil and almost ball it up so I can put the soil probe into the center of it and then squeeze the soil around it, because that's going to activate the meter itself, and then it gives you a better reading. This one, it's more expensive. A lot of these come between $80 and $100. That's me. That's going to school for this and knowing that that's the best one. But if you were to look for one for home, Luster Leaf or Rapid Test have some really good ones, digital. Take a look at the different ones and kind of depend on what you're looking to spend.
Okay, and then, so is it when you say ball up the soil, you mean kind of dig a little hole to get some of the soil further down and then ball that up?
Yeah, so basically at the tip of like a round point shovel, you put the shovel all the way in the ground, kind of move it back and forth, right? And then from there, the soil that was at the tip of the shovel is what I want you to get the pH level from.
Okay.
Because if we do it to the top, that, you know, we don't know if all of the nutrients have moved all the way down or not. So we want to get to the deeper roots and the feeder roots and see if it really is affected. So what I always... Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. No, I was going to say, so I can use that on the lawn as well.
Yes. Lawn, garden. You know, just think about where your root system is. That's where we want to try and get. We don't want it to just sit on the top. You know, a lot of roots will go down 8 to 12 inches. Some will go 12 to 18, depending upon what it is. So we want to get to a little bit deeper on the roots, because you might have just fertilized, or you fertilized last year and it hasn't gone all the way through for some reason, right? And you could just get this great reading at the top, but if you go a little bit deeper, you're not getting that reading, and that's what we're looking to find.
Okay. Yep, I'm looking at the Kelway right now. So it's $69.
Yeah, they're expensive, but I have found those are some of the most accurate that I have used. And I currently use them right now. I was using a couple of them. I did a couple soil tests with that yesterday at the garden center for a few people. This might be another way just to be easy for you. What I found is if it's in a Ziploc bag, so you're not, like, the dirt isn't falling all around, you can actually mold it around it, place the pH meter into it, and it just kind of holds the soil together versus it just falling apart. You know what I mean?
I gotcha.
So that's, I found that so much easier. I was actually taking, people were bringing it in, like, cups and everything. I was putting it in a Ziploc bag so I could mold it and hold it a little bit.
Oh, so. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much for all the help. I appreciate it.
No problem, Sandy. You have a great rest of your day.
Okay, and I'll be listening to Victoria and see what she says about the protolyzer versus inoculants.
Yes. So she'll be on at 8 o'clock this morning.
All right. Thank you.
If for some reason you walk away or something like that, you can always look it up on our website afterwards, and they do it by hour, like podcast-wise. So you can just look at the 8 o'clock hour. You know, tomorrow or later. It usually comes on an hour after. It goes on their website an hour after we're done with that hour. So it should be pretty good.
Oh, that's good to know.
All righty.
Thanks so much.
Have a great one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we do have another call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
George is in Lowell.
George, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hey, thanks, Patrick. Good morning.
Good morning.
I've been trying to get a call out to you over the last couple of weeks as we get ready for spring, and the garden shops are starting to go crazy. I know I was in the one of the major stores yesterday, just getting some paint, and the line was crazy.
Yeah.
So a couple quick questions.
Sure.
One. First I want to say thanks to Victoria at the Natural Alternatives, because I just got my my seasonal fertilizers or the organic fertilizers from them. So
yep.
I used it last year and had great results.
Awesome.
My neighbor said I had the best lawn in the neighborhood, so we're doing it again.
Perfect.
And so I was hoping I didn't know if I had a grub problem or not. And aside from testing all the soil and sending it out, I'm trying to do that as well, but I had these little pilings that were coming up in the morning, Patrick. They're like these, like look like little mud. If you took mud and they're like maybe an inch high or something, I'm not sure. Would that be a sign of a grub?
No, it's more likely like an insect or a different insect. Grubs. So grubs don't really show themselves into like the open air or try to push up. They're going to eat roots in, like, circular forms almost. You would notice it by dead grass. Another way you would notice it is if there were, like, holes all over the lawn, because that's going to come from, like, raccoons and skunks digging in the lawn trying to get them when they're at, like, a high level.
Okay, yeah. The only holes they have in my yard are, I think, from squirrels. So I think I'm okay there. I did get the mole away from them this year to, to try to make the, and I guess it's, it's a safe for your pets and things, which is great because I have a lot of cats that come by and I like that. So I didn't want to deter the cats, and that's not supposed to be an issue. So I'm really excited about all their products that I'm trying to the mole away. So my real question for you, actually twofold. One is on my rhododendrons. I noticed some bugs that were eating some of the leaves. I've never seen a rhododendron being eaten in all my time here in New England. Any ideas what that might be?
Yeah, so there are some different insects that will go on there. There's a weevil.
Okay.
There's a couple other things.
Sure.
I'm going to hit the break here, so I want to go into more detail. So I want you to just hang tight for me.
Last question for you, too. Sure, thanks.
Definitely. So hang tight through the break. When we get back, I'll go a little bit more into the rhododendron, what to do, and then we'll get into your other questions. So hang tight. We're going to take a break. 855-660-426.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Vonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub-damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone for fertilizer has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more.
800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with George in regards to his rhododendron. It's getting chewed on. He's seeing some issues with it. And most likely it is a black vine weevil that will... It actually eats at night, kind of hides during the day and comes out at night, makes some chewing on it, goes from there. So there's a couple products you can use. If you're looking for like a synthetic, you can use 8 Yard and Garden from Bonide. That's the perfect solution to it. If you want to go on like organic, you can use the insecticidal soap or... They also have the option of like a tomato and vegetable 3-in-1. They kind of have the same ingredients, so you could use that. So synthetic would be 8, and organic would be the insecticidal soap.
Insecticidal soap. Okay, great. And so my final question, Patrick, is
sure.
About the cedarberry trees that I had when I bought the house. I guess they thought they were putting in the arboretes have a nice borderline, but the cedar trees kind of sprout up. Now they're going real tall, and their branches are. So my question is, how tall do you think these things will get? If I top the trees, will that stop them from growing? Because my neighbor wants me to kind of cut them; they're blocking his sun.
So it's not. If you top something out, it doesn't actually stop them. It can actually do some, it'll help it. But what happens is, so there's one branch on the top, right? The leader. When you cut the leader, that original leader has a hormone that's at the top of the leader pushing to, go high, right? Get its height. Uh-huh. When you cut it, now the hormones that are all behind it are now trying to become the new leader. And so it usually pushes out 2 sprouts, right? Oh, so now your main lead has become 2 versus 1. And yep. So you'd have to constantly be on it so that you're once it starts to sprout out, you know, kind of let it grow a little bit and then cut it back. It's not okay. One where it doesn't just stop it.
Okay, you know, well, that's good to know. I didn't want it to stunt the growth. I just want to be a nice neighbor and kind of, you know, maybe cut it back a few feet and, you know, because they're about 20, 30 feet tall right now. And I love them. There's a lot of birds in them. And, so I do like them. And that's pretty much it. So I really appreciate it.
What I would look at doing with the, if you were to prune it, treat it like an A-frame and not like the A with the point at the top. You know, like the, when you, if you're drawing an A out, it has the flat top a little bit. You know what I mean? So create, when you're pruning it, you want to look at like an A-frame. So instead of the point, have it a little bit flat on the top and then come down on the sides. And it will actually, you know, because you don't want to just do the top. You want to shape it on all sides as well. Because if you just do the top, you're going to try and force new growth at the top only. You want to try and to slow it down a little bit. The other way to do it is to refocus it on everywhere else at the same time. Yeah. Right? So
That's a lot of good advice. Thank you.
Yeah, so if you just went to one area, it's just going to focus there. But if you did all the branches, all of a sudden the tree's like, oh, I got to focus here, I got to focus here. It's kind of like its mind's racing, and it will slow down a little bit for you. So that's how I would do it. Do it this spring. Don't wait until summer. When it starts to get real hot out, it'll actually... It can actually affect it long term. It can burn it a little bit. It can really do some damage. So, I just a rule of thumb that I've used is about July 4th. After that, until the fall is too late. So before July 4th is when you want to do it. So kind of, you know, keep that in the back of your mind that, you know, if you get busy and things happen, if it hits July 4th. I wouldn't cut it until maybe fall when it starts to cool down temperature wise.
No, I'm going to make the commitment to do it here. Well, the next month or so, while I'm doing all my yard work and you know, cleaning up the berries from the cedar tree. I think most of them they don't really cause a nuisance or anything. I'm not sure. They just kind of go everywhere.
That's pretty much it. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, Patrick, thanks. My wife and I really enjoy your program. We listen to 980 WCAP in Lowell.
Awesome.
And again, thanks for Victoria Natural Alternatives, because the fertilizer really, you put that stuff on there and the plants start going crazy.
Awesome. I'll pass it along. We're going to have her on today at about 8 o'clock, so I appreciate it. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.